you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and we have a doozy of an episode, as always, for this season, two breakdown of The Bachelorette. In a little bit, you will hear from Gabby and Rachel. I had 6 minutes that I pushed to 8 minutes. You know they play coy, but there was some good stuff with Gabby talking about her mom, Rachel kind of clapping back about people thinking they're being pitted against each other. You'll hear all of that in just a minute, but before, we're going to break down the episode and everything going on within Bachelor Nation with someone who knows this group better than most, Zachary Reality. How are you?
Hey, Sarah. I'm so excited to be back today. The season is just starting to get good. I felt like last night's episode was the best all season. And now I know everyone's name and the tea is getting hotter. So I'm super excited to dish on all things Bachelor with you.
Thank you. I totally agree. I think that this season has actually been quite enjoyable as a viewer. And I don't know if it was the break that they took that we needed, if it's just the format being switched up. So it's like a little more fast pace because some of those group dates and one-on-one dates with one lead, they got a little slow. If they weren't, you know, spilling too much childhood trauma, there wasn't that much to talk about.
Exactly. And now it's crazy because there's literally 7 guys left. Like you don't realize that because there's like 2 different leads, but there's literally 7 guys left. Like we are just like, are we getting hometowns like in 2 weeks?
Because no, it's such really a good going point. Fast. Such a good point. 14 guys total, but 7 for each of them. Traditionally, we get 4 for hometowns. Yeah, I feel like we're due for like a cliffhanger, unfortunately, which I hate. But there's been like consistent rose ceremonies for the most part, a pretty like start to finish for the week. And in my opinion, kind of rotating. Oh, this is a Gabby good episode, Rachel bad episode, this and vice versa. Do you get that vibe too?
Yeah, but I feel like it's always a Rachel bad episode. Like even on Gabby's bad episodes, I feel like Rachel is going through it so much worse. Yeah. And like, I kind of want to talk a little bit about that because I'm starting to see Bachelor Nation call Rachel like a drama queen and say that she's like being really dramatic because she's like a Pisces. So she's crying a lot and she's sensitive. And I see both sides of it, but I really just feel like Rachel, she's just really going through it. Like everything that bad happens to Rachel.
Right. And we can jump all over the place. So why do you think that is? Because I think it's partly the fact that Rachel maybe is younger. She definitely wears her emotions on her sleeve a little bit, whereas Gabby can kind of maybe laugh things off. I mean, we've seen her break down too, but a little bit more. And I also think that, you know, I mean, we talk about this group date that they invited Rachel's guys to. Were the guys told to pursue Rachel? Was Rachel reading into things? Did the producers know Rachel would crack watching Gabby's guys like bond? Is all of that true? Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of it is true. What you were saying, like, it's probably harder to compare herself to Gabby, who's just like taller than her, a little bit older than her and wiser than her. But like Rachel's a catch too. And she has like some of the cutest guys on her team. And I feel like she just needs to kind of step into her own. And I hope that we see that throughout the journey. Like one of the things I love about watching the show is seeing the growth from like the beginning with the lead to the end. Yeah. So I really hope that towards the end, we see some resolution with Gabby and maybe her mom, or just some growth and confidence with Rachel, because I feel like she's so much more worthy than she's giving herself credit for.
I agree. And I think with Rachel, it's really relatable, a lot of the things she's going through, but then by contrast, it can be hard to like see when, cause you're directly, I know it's like, we're not supposed to pit them against each other, which they literally tell me, which you'll all hear soon, but it's really hard as the audience not to be like, when they're switching back and forth to be like, oh, this is how Gabby just handled that. Now this is how Rachel's handling it. And I just think that Rachel, she maybe has had some rejection for sure. And they both have, but I think Rachel's guys that she does have may be more into her than Gabby's are into Gabby. Gabby's are more just like neutral, and Rachel's are either like kind of the worst or awesome. And Gabby's are just kind of like classic Bachelor contestants. That's how I feel watching it.
Yeah, I feel like Gabby has Eric, Jason A, and Nate as like her top three. And then I feel like with Rachel, like Avon is so cute. Like it's like too cute. And then Tino is like perfect. And then who's the other guy? There's Zach, who they had a great date.
And Tyler.
And Tyler. Like Rachel has like solid guys. And I think she just needs to like focus on that and lean in on that. Cause I don't really feel like Gabby's worrying too much about that. Like Rachel really is comparing it too much in her head. And I think that if she just kind of relaxes and goes with the flow, things will work out a lot better for her.
Totally agreed. To go back to the beginning a little bit, this episode, obviously Meatball is just back. No explanation. If you watched for the credits last week, you saw that he does ask Rachel for a second chance. They don't follow up on that. He's just part of the group. And thank God, because he played a crucial role, which we'll get to. And I think it's really interesting to see the guys all interact at the beginning of these episodes. You know, the who's here for Rachel, who's here for Gabby, them, Nate kind of confronting Hayden about his rough around the edges comment. I feel like it's interesting. And we've seen Nate now step up more than once to be the kind of guy who like protects Gabby.
Yeah. Nate is definitely like a gem. I've seen a lot of people are already shipping him to be the next Bachelor. And if we get double Bachelors, maybe it could be Nate and Michael A and do like a daddy season.
That would be so good.
Right? I love seeing the guys in the house. And I almost think we need to see a little bit more of that, because that is so important to see how they interact with each other and their relationships. I think it really like shows a lot of like who they are, because we don't really get to see them too much. They don't get too much time with the leads. And then everyone always wants to put on their best show for The Bachelorette. So I like seeing those moments. And I was wondering about Meatball. I was like, did I miss the first 2 minutes? Like, why didn't they explain him coming back? And is he going to do a brand deal with Grocery Store Joe on the sauce? Because they need to collab.
They need to collab for sure. And we need to get the knockoff Grocery Store Joe Hayden to be far away from the deal.
Yeah, Hayden, it's really rough for him, no pun intended.
Yes, let's just talk about him before we even go to the one-on-one dates, because it comes up at the beginning of the episode and then it all comes back. And again, we have Meatball being the one who kind of tells Rachel that he was not only like called them bitches, but compared them to his ex, who he said like they don't hold a candle to his ex, which is a wild thing to say on camera, thinking it won't be used against you, Hayden. And Rachel, pretty much, they both really have no time for BS, which I like about them as leads. They're like, red flag, you're out. What did you think of the way Rachel handled that with Hayden? Do you think Hayden, you know, was edited to be this way? Do you think this is genuinely like he's maybe not the nicest guy, or just didn't have the foresight to realize what he was saying? What was your take on Hayden?
I think Hayden's a nice guy. Okay. I'm really optimistic. But I also think with Hayden is that he probably just felt like he just seems a little immature, kind of like that, like masculine, like immaturity. So I kind of feel like he was just like mad that Rachel and Gabby like got mad at him for saying the rough around the edges comment, and then like kind of lashed out and like was talking to his guys complaining about, but then he just kind of said like a couple things that were like uncalled for. I think that he kind of showed his vulnerable side. It was really important that we saw that side of him with his dog, who he cares about, to show that he's not a bad guy all around. He's just a little immature, especially in relationships.
Yeah, I think he maybe is a little cocky and like went into this probably thinking he was going to like kill it, and then his not handling it when he's maybe not so much killing it and saying the wrong thing. And he clearly like had this plan to talk about his dog. He brought the book. A lot of people on Twitter obviously joking, like, if you love your dog so much, why did you go on the show? Fair. Do you have an update on Rambo? Is this true?
Yeah. So I talked to Hayden last night, and Rambo is still, he's alive.
Oh,
like
good.
He has been like, you know, going to a lot of doctor's appointments, therapy treatments and stuff, but he is still hanging on, and Hayden loves him so much and kind of is just enjoying those moments with him while he can. I mean, I think it's important to remember the Bachelorette films, what, like, I guess only 4 months ago, because he kind of made it seem like his dog was going to pass away at any moment.
Right.
But he's still alive, and, you know, Hayden's still happy to have him. And it's really cute how much he loves his dog. So I hope that kind of softens him up to the viewers, because, you know, he did kind of come across a little bit like a jerk at times.
Yeah, he did. And he apologized. If you want to read his lengthy apology on Instagram, you can. I asked Gabby and Rachel about it. Pretty much crickets. So I don't know if they're buying it, but maybe at a tell-all sort of thing, this would be discussed. Because like I said, they really don't mess around. Like a lot of the guys who have been in the drama are eliminated that week and in the moment. And that's kind of not normal for this show. I think Michelle did that a little bit too. Like maybe it's like a new normal, but I also think it's the inherent natural drama between having two leads that they don't need as quite as much like manufactured keeping you for the wrong reasons kind of thing, which I find refreshing as a viewer because it's nice to like wash our hands of what happened in the episode and move forward because the show sometimes has a problem with dragging things out.
Yeah, yeah. There's not as much drama this season. There's not as much like quote unquote villains as you see. And I do know the mental all is coming up in the next few weeks. And I kind of think that there might not be as much drama at that either, because for one, Paradise was already like filmed. So usually like the contestants will try and like amp things up at the reunion for Paradise. But at this point, like Paradise already happened. So it's not like they have to kind of, you know, try and throw each other under the bus. So I think a lot of the season really just focuses around Rachel and Gabby and like, you know, the dynamics. And I think Logan is going to come into play a lot in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, for sure. And that's such a good point about Paradise, because obviously this is airing later than normal. It filmed like that, everything was on delayed and they already did Paradise. So some of these guys, if you want to know which ones, I'm sure you can go to Zachary Reality's TikTok. Some of them were on the beach and literally have so moved on, washed their hands of this, probably don't care at all. And others can't audition because it already happened. So that's a really interesting point about the tell-all. It's going to be a different vibe for sure.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of excited to see what happens. I'm invested in this season. Like we're already like halfway through. So it's going to be really good. And I mean, I'm really shipping Tino and Rachel. I think that he's my favorite. And then I think for Gabby, I think she's going to pick Eric, because a lot of times on The Bachelor, we'll see the quote unquote, like villain-ish guy win, like Blake Moynes, Nate, like there's always a controversial edit for the winner. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of thinking that because Eric didn't like comfort her, I'm putting quotation marks up on that date, that like maybe they're trying to like set him up that way. So that's kind of where my head's at for the rest of the season.
Oh, I like that. Okay, let's talk about Tino. We're in Paris. Jesse Palmer knows French. Big, good for him. Happy for Jesse Palmer. I'm actually very much enjoying him on this season. And Tino and Rachel, I mean, the way they were even just walking away and like joking with each other, like, I didn't think you'd like me. Like, I do. Like, she's acting like a normal girl with this guy. And like, he's like, I don't know. There's something about them. I would be shocked. And I know like I fall for things on this show all the time. They trick us, but I would really be shocked if he didn't win. I think their connection seems real. She seems the most at peace with him. And
but is it too obvious? Is it too obvious? Cause like, like I said, with Eric, I feel like they're trying to throw us off. And like, I don't know who's going to win the season, but I'm just saying that like, I know they're going to do that, but I guess they can't do that with both of the guys. Cause there's going to be two winners. But if it's not Tino, like, I don't think it's Avon. Like, I just don't think he's gotten enough of a story arc. I don't think he's gotten enough airtime. Tyler is just a little young for Rachel. And then her other guy, Zach, I don't know if, I mean, they definitely have a cute connection with the whole pilot situation.
Right.
But I just think Tino, is it enough? Like Tino just makes the most sense all around. And you saw on their one-on-one date this week that they were talking about like career and passion and kids, like life after the show, which is definitely conversations that she hasn't had with other guys.
Yeah, 100%. And also like his jawline is just so wonderful to look at. And I'm just really enjoying having
Tino. Did you see his Instagram? Like he used to have really long hair.
Yes, really long hair. And he seems like he like had a brother who had cancer. And now he like works with like kids with cancer. Like he seems like with the Ronald McDonald House, you know, it, and his Instagram doesn't have any major red flags, which sometimes these do. I really like Tino. And I think Rachel also like even sending home one of the Jordans who she sent home like the first night or first date, I kind of feel like it's because she was comparing him to Tino because of that connection. And I feel like that's how she's kind of going about this, like guys that she like likes as much as Tino. Cause even, I don't know. I just feel like it's so obvious, but you're right. Like is it too obvious or are they doing that? Cause they're going to make Gabby's more like obscure. I don't know. I feel like it's so obviously Tino and he seems like a good person and I'm rooting for them. And then what did you think of Jason's date with Gabby on the Paris?
They seem like they really like each other. It almost felt like Gabby was a little bit more into Jason A. And why are we calling him Jason A? Like, where's the other Jason? Did I miss something?
I don't know. I didn't even know he was Jason A.
Yeah, Jason A. They're definitely like really vibing. I think she's all about him. He was kind of saying that he was shy because his like insecurities as a child, feeling like nobody likes him or like wanted to like him.
Tennis,
and it's just
pressure from tennis.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, maybe that's just like a thing when you're like so good looking that like you're afraid that people like only care about you for your looks, but he's just like, he's a humble, nice guy. And I know he lives in Santa Monica, which Gabby, I believe, lives in LA. So, ooh. I mean, if they were to get together, it seems like an easy commute.
Oh, I love that. I think he is so cute and seems very normal and mature. As Gabby said, he's a man of few words, which was funny the way they edited that whole like him like looking around thing. But even like Gabby's just so easy to watch, like her joking about with the beret and like all of her interviews, like it's crazy how like the seamless it feels like for her to be in front of the camera. And with Jason, even though he seems shy, like by the end of it, it definitely felt like we were making progress. And again, she spoke about her mom. They bonded about therapy. It felt like a more mature conversation than sometimes we see on the show.
But I don't think Jason A could win because I just feel like Gabby needs someone that's going to challenge her and make those jokes with her. Like she needs a guy who's a little bit tougher. And I feel like Jason A is a little bit too soft spoken for her.
Yeah. Whereas in Eric, whereas for us, it's like, we're like, oh, do we trust this guy? And that maybe is coming from like, he's a little sarcastic and dry, which we know doesn't always translate on the show.
Yeah. And Gabby needs someone like that. So I want her to get with Eric with an H.
Eric with an H. I know. I thought his name was like, I didn't know it was Eric when I first was reading these. And then I was like, okay, it's just Eric with an H.
Yeah,
and we talked a little bit about Gabby's group date and the Rachel part of it. What I thought was interesting is the way she brought up Clayton and said that she felt more chosen on Clayton's season and feels more desperate and insecure as the lead. And after all the Clayton slander from them, I found that quite interesting that she almost was complimenting Clayton and, you know, opening up about how just because you're the lead and all these guys are supposed to be there for you, it's not necessarily a great feeling all the time.
I watch Rachel and Clayton's breakup on YouTube once a month.
Stop.
Like, it is such, like, it's just so riveting. She loved Clayton. Like, she loved him so much. Like, she was crying her way to the car. Like she, it was so genuine. And I think that she's just so insecure going into this season that that's going to happen again because she really thought she had it in the bag. She thought Clayton was going to pick her. She thought that they were going to get engaged. And she was so blindsided and you can see it on her eyes. So I think that is really carrying her into this season. I mean, think about it. After the final rose aired and then they got chosen to be the Bachelorettes and left like 3 days later. Like, I don't know if Rachel had time to really process that breakup.
Wait, that's such a good point. Cause it's also a good example of Rachel wearing her heart on her sleeve even then. And we watched Gabby was definitely upset and she was pissed, but she turned it around and was kind of pissed at Clayton and Rachel on those stairs. Like, lest we not forget, like she is an emotional girl, which is so fine. And whatever, but it may be why we're seeing some of the things we're seeing makes sense versus people just like accusing her of being like a drama queen. Like, I think maybe that's just like, she can't help it. Like
she's
a Pisces, as you said. Mm-hmm. And that makes me think if something goes awry, it's going to be like Tino leaving or Tino backing away and a very devastated Rachel because oof, that would be similar vibes.
Didn't Tino take her to the stairs on night one and like say something romantic to her? I want him to propose to her on the stairs somewhere.
Oh God.
Like they'll probably be in like some exotic country so they can make it a lot more of a beautiful background. But I think it would be perfect if he proposed to her on the stairs.
I totally agree. I think this is a fairy tale ending. It's like rewrite it, like pull a Dale and Claire and just go off on your own part of the cruise ship and let's continue this whole thing because someone might want to be jumping ship, which is Logan. And we see that those seeds are planted during Rachel's group date. He's kind of looking over at her. He's saying in the, you know, the voiceover, her confessional ITM, whatever, that he is not so sure that he made the right decision and that he still is thinking about Gabby. Not that he kind of made the decision, but still thinking about Gabby. What do you think it is for Logan? Do you think he genuinely likes Gabby or do you think he's just like, I don't really like Rachel? Like, did he even have enough time with Gabby to be feeling these feelings? Or is this like a whatever, let's stir it up kind of thing? What do you think's going through Logan's mind?
I think Logan's the type of guy who wants what he can't have, which I think is really relatable to a lot of people. Like a lot of times we want something that's just out of reach. The only thing that's confusing is that it seems like the decision was almost made for him because he was vibing with Gabby and Rachel in the beginning. He was one of the three or four guys that actually had connections with both of them, but his decision was almost made for him because Gabby kind of told Rachel, oh, you can have him. Like, cause they didn't want to step on each other other's toes.
Right. He did kiss both of them, I guess. Yeah. That's true. I forgot about that.
So he needed more time to explore relationships with both of them. And he didn't get it because the girls almost made it for him because they're so worried about stepping on each other's toes. And like, I made a TikTok about this. I was like, they should have stepped on each other's toes more. Like, I almost feel like they should have just dove in and not cared who was talking to who, because they both fell in love with Clayton and their friendship was still fine. So I feel like they kind of made it harder for Logan. They made his decision for him. And now he doesn't even have time to tell them how he feels. So it's going to make him look really bad next week because he's like still accepting these roses and it's going to blow up in his face.
100%. I can't decide how I feel about it. Cause part of me is like, okay, yeah, maybe he is just an F boy who wants what he can't have and is like bored with Rachel and is like, why not like mix things up? But then another part of me is like, he kind of took the right steps up until accepting the last rose from Rachel, because again, like I think any of the guys who said no to Rachel's rose were just wrong. Like they should have just taken it and like gone with the ride for a little bit longer. Like,
yeah.
Not that big of a deal to go one more week. It was like week three. It wasn't like they were accepting an invitation to meet her family. Like, I don't know. I feel like they should have, they messed up, but they didn't know the rose was going to be taken away. I get it. But with Logan, he kind of took the right steps, at least in this episode, where he went to Jesse Palmer. He expressed concern. In that conversation, he probably could have thought maybe Jesse Palmer right now would pull Gabby for me. Like he's kind of the person to look to for him. Like what else is he going to do? I'm sure he's telling his producers how he feels because it's in the edit. And then he assumed he was going to have time to talk to the cocktail party. And then they canceled the rest of the cocktail party.
They cancel every cocktail party.
Which I kind of love. Like it just keeps me on the edge of my seat. Like I love a rose ceremony and because I hate when they cut those at the end. Mm-hmm. And I love a canceled cocktail party because the guys all scramble. But yeah, in this sense, that's not really Logan's fault. Like he kind of tried.
Yeah. You saw Rachel said to him, like, I'm sorry we didn't get this time this week. We'll get it next week. So it's like, right. If he doesn't have time, like he can't just deny a rose at the rose ceremony, like especially after all the things that just happened with Hayden. So of course he's going to accept it because he wants to make sure he has time to like have a conversation with Rachel and with Gabby. And he hasn't gotten that yet. So it's kind of not fair to him. I almost feel like the producers are just like toying with him, or maybe there's just truly no time because there's these dates. Right. And I feel like we have to clarify that like a week on The Bachelor, like an episode, it's probably like 2.5 days. So maybe there truly is no time.
No, you're so right. I feel like they're really putting emphasis on this week, which they always do. But these two, I feel like keep saying like, I had a rough week. And that means like they had a rough, like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
Listen, like they
in, like 3 days.
Yeah. They were probably in LA shooting at the mansion for like a week or two. Then they travel a week and a half at the most, probably a week. Then they had to travel to Paris. And then they had to like, get situated on this boat. Like there's been a lot of movement. So we're on week four, but it's definitely 2 weeks.
When is the boat going to dock? Like, did you see when Hayden went home, he just like walked off the boat. I'm like, are they ever going to set the sail, like sail the sea? Cause I want to see them in the middle of the ocean. And I want to see a guy get eliminated and have to go on like a dinghy boat and like float away. Like that would be such a missed opportunity.
That's such good TV. Like walk the plank kind of vibe.
We do know
they go to Belgium next week. So did they sail there or not sail, but did they cruise there? I assume.
You're asking the wrong person. I don't know how to get from Paris to Belgium.
I don't either. I actually did once when I was in like eighth grade, but we took a bus everywhere. Anyway, not about me, but I think they do cruise because this cruise ship is allegedly sending me a PR package. So I think they're getting more feature time.
Ooh,
so I think we're going to be on this boat for a little bit longer.
Okay, cool.
Which is interesting. I do kind of like that because they are separating the guys, but they do need to see them in some degree. So I guess it makes more sense, like putting them in different rooms, team Rachel, team Gabby. What were your thoughts on that terminology? Because I saw Caitlin Bristow was definitely like not pleased with it. And people in her comments were agreeing with her. But when I asked Gabby and Rachel about it, they were like, no, it's literally like stop the audience. They kind of implied, in my opinion, implied that the audience was the one making it pinning against each other because they don't feel that way. And it didn't come from the inside.
Yeah. I mean, team Rachel, team Gabby, like that sounds like you're picking teams.
Right.
I feel like the show could have picked a different terminology. I don't think that they were trying to like separate them like that. I think that they like could have picked a different word. But like what other word can you think of one? Like
I
that
guess
would make sense.
Like Gabby's suitors, Rachel's suitors.
Yeah.
Like,
that would
Gabby's
been
men, Rachel's men. It doesn't quite fall off the tongue as like a team Gabby, team Rachel. But like that's also happening like the post editing, maybe. Like, I don't know if they walked around in like team Rachel shirts. But even that, like, as long as they're not competing, like Rachel's better than Gabby. Like if they made them do like a competition, like prove why Gabby's better than Rachel or prove why you're on this team, that would be like, oh, you're dragging the other one down. But from our perspective, they're pretty much shutting down. Like besides Hayden getting that one rose, which was a mistake kind of, then they're like, anytime one brings up the other to insult, they're not happy about it. Like, it's not like they're walking around like, oh, you have to prove you like me by insulting the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Their friendship is solid through this whole thing.
I think so too.
And I wonder what would have happened if they like ended up hating each other. Like, I know nobody wanted to see that, but it also would have made for a pretty epic season. So maybe in the future they should have two leads that like aren't friends.
Right. Cause then it's like, you're not ruining the friendship because there wasn't one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they should have television.
Like, get like Shanae and Genevieve, make them the bachelorettes.
Stop. That would be chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that they're going to do two bachelors next season? Because I feel like they have to at this point. Like, after doing two bachelorettes, like, it would only make sense.
I know. I don't think they are, to be quite honest. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea. I think they are going to kind of keep it open-ended. Like, we'll explore this format again in the future. But I don't think they're going to do it like tit for tat just because they just did it with two women, because I don't know, because the Bachelor ratings are also usually like a little better. So they don't necessarily need like a gimmick.
True.
But then they'll have to answer questions about it. But like, Jesse Palmer will give the same answer he always gives, saying like, anything's on the table, yada, yada. Like, I don't know. I think that this show responds in the moment and then sometimes takes a step back and is like, okay, let's go back to what we do know. Like, we kind of saw that with some of the changes, and then like picking a Clayton was kind of like, all right, you literally just picked the several batches we've seen before. And while that season, you know, was chaotic, it worked as far as like audience. Like, I enjoyed watching it. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're going to find out who the next Bachelor is pretty soon. Because they start filming in like, I believe September. So it's about a month, but things get leaked so easily. Like, even when Clayton was like filming, like, he has to film his promo shoots a few weeks in advance, and those shots got out there pretty quickly. So I feel like we're going to find out the Bachelor by the end of the month.
I think so too, or at least rumblings. Maybe it's interesting. Yeah, you're right. Because also they're still airing that as normal, because even though Paradise is airing in the fall, like, The Bachelor has to be back by January. So they can't really delay that. The only other thing from this date, I feel like, where this episode was like Rachel's weird group date where they had to smell each other's armpits. And that was just not fun to watch.
Yeah, a lot of these dates are weird, but I think it's the point of these dates is to just like push people outside of their comfort zone. So that's just a way to do it, like making them be vulnerable, writing love letters, you know, stripping down naked, jumping off a plane. Like, these are just like exercises to like force people to get to know each other better. So even though it's weird, I think it works. And I think it kind of speeds up the process of getting to know people.
And it came just at a bad time where it's like, Rachel's had a rough episode. Like, now they're like, it just made it look like, oh, everybody hates Rachel. Like, the fact that they're making her do all of this. But the guys handled it in stride. They tried to, you know, make her laugh and go with it. But I felt like there wasn't a lot of guys, like, she was laughing with them, but I wouldn't say many of them, she was like, loving it. Like, I don't know if Rachel was enjoying that so much. And Tina wasn't there. So I kind of, that brings me back again to like, Tyler and her had a moment. I know we got the group date rose. He wrote that like letter, but I just still feel like it's all signs lead to Tina.
All signs are leading to Tina. We'll see what happens. And I mean, any excuse for these guys to take their shirts off is all good too.
Absolutely. What else about in Bachelor Nation has been catching your eye? I saw that you posted a picture of Claire Crawley out with a man. Do we know who this man is? What is that about?
Yeah, she's out with a guy. I mean, it seems like she might have a new man. Like, the picture is like his arm was around her. They were in like a little section. So I think that she has a new man, and good for her. Hopefully this one lasts and this is the right guy for her. I mean, I think we're still rooting for Claire to find love, no matter how crazy she is in her pursuit. Like, I still feel like we want her to find her fairy tale.
Right. I'm not actively rooting against anyone. And I certainly think that it would make sense for her to, you know, proceed with caution in a public relationship, because she has had to navigate a lot of people's opinions and backlash. And, you know, the whole Dale gate was kind of wild, and it was fun to watch during quarantine and everything. But then it not blew up in her face, but like breakup was messy. And he also hasn't really showed that much of his girlfriend, but he has a girlfriend. So interesting to see whoever decides to keep things quiet and who doesn't. And then you have like a Katie Thurston, who I'm always saying, thank you for your service, because she just can't stop stirring the pot, even if she wanted to.
Katie Thurston keeps a lot of us employed. And I feel like if I was one of the guys from her season, I would probably not like her, because she does bring up the drama like months later. But I think it's because Katie is a fan of the show. So I think she just like wants to give the viewers what they want. And like, there's always so many unanswered questions you have about every season. And I feel like Katie's just like itching, as I know she's going to like start a podcast. She's probably going to write a book. So I think she's just like really itching to like spill all. So I think that she, her best move might be to like reel it in a little bit. So when she does put out her memoir or start a podcast, it'll be like really worth the wait.
Right. Like Hannah Brown vibes, because when that Hannah Brown book came across my desk, it was the greatest day of my life. And I had to wait a month to say anything because I signed an NDA. Wow. And I was just like, all I want to do is talk about Hannah and Peter sleeping together at Barb's house. And I couldn't. So then when it finally got out there, I was like, this is great. And it was because Hannah, I mean, even with all the Tyler stuff, like we didn't really hear from her. Like she did Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. but like then she kind of went back a bit and we got nuggets on TikTok, but it wasn't really like her actually sharing anything. Yeah, you're right. Like good. There's something to be said for keeping quiet and then dropping bombs. Mm-hmm. What about Michelle and Nate? I feel like so many people want to know what's happening with two of them. And I know Us Weekly reported like Nate is moving to LA or has moved and that him and Deandra are just friends, but Michelle hasn't said too much besides like she was blindsided. What do you think of those two?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like, to be honest, that they probably had to like stay together a little bit longer than they maybe were planning on just because of like the contract. Like it really, it was convenient timing seeing like, you know, them do photo shoots and like pictures, like, and then like announce the breakup. But it sounds like Michelle was actually blindsided by the breakup and she did not see it coming. You know, Nate definitely seems like he's just not ready to settle down and be in a relationship. Like he's always out, he's always traveling. And like, obviously he's allowed to live his life. He's allowed to possibly date Deandra if that's what he wants to do.
Right.
It just doesn't seem like he's ready for marriage and commitment. And I feel like Michelle was so ready. She's a teacher, she's grounded. And I feel like she's in Minnesota and she has these roots. So I really feel like they just were not meant to be together. And I actually met Deandra last week.
Ooh.
And honestly, I didn't ask her too much because I didn't want to pry. Like I had respect, but I definitely got the vibe that her and Nate were not like together.
Okay. Just friends, you think?
Yeah. Or like if they were, like it's maybe it was just like a quick little thing.
Like super new, nothing to really like. Yeah, and maybe they got caught with an Instagram story in the background at the wrong time.
Yeah. So I don't really think that they're like, it's definitely not going to like, I don't think so anymore. If there ever was, I can't confirm that, but I definitely don't think that there's anything going on now.
And I think also one of those things that because it like kind of blew up would be really hard for them to try to navigate. Whereas like Katie and John tried to lean into it. And I don't know why that didn't work out, but the added pressure of everybody commenting on it. And I know they did that because they didn't want to like be in hiding, but it made it kind of like set up for failure. Cause it was like an end of a 12 days of messy. And then like an every all eyes on you, like going to ask you questions. I don't know. Like, I just like they put a lot of pressure on themselves, but they could have just like pretended they were friends for a long time and no one needed to know.
Yeah. But I think that with Katie, she didn't want to hide it anymore. She had to like hide her relationship with Blake. So I feel like she just was like ready to live her life. I don't think that Katie can keep secrets. I think she just wants to be out there. And I don't think that Nate and Deandra were ever even like going to be in a relationship. If anything, they probably were just like maybe hooking up and hanging out for a minute, which I feel like is only like shady if Deandra and Michelle were friends. Like we don't even know if they even know each other.
Right. Cause Deandra was on Peter's season. Right. So technically she probably doesn't even know Michelle. It's more so just like a bad look for Nate. Like, again, like you're single, you can do what you want. You can move to LA. You can be a model. You can date Deandra. But for someone who clearly had an issue with the fact that he felt like he was edited in a not how he thought accurately. And then to do that, like you're leaning into the narrative and again, do what you want. You shouldn't do things for other people, but you can't be surprised if those people are then going to be, you know, judgy and, you know, Bachelor Nation is not afraid to speak their mind, good or bad, not always good.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's true colors, you know, show themselves throughout time.
I think so too. Well, is there anything else, any other people in your DMs that you can share with me or anything else you want to say about the season before I let you go?
Well, I mean, I do think Maddie Pruitt's engagement that happened yesterday was kind of crazy just because she got like a heads up. Like, you know, engagements are always a surprise, but like she had a heads up to like put on a pretty dress and touch up her hair and makeup before taking those photo shoots, before taking that photo shoot. So I just thought that was absolutely insane. And then Bennett got engaged yesterday too. Tyler Cameron and Matt not being friends anymore is kind of shocking to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just really excited to see how the rest of the season unfolds with Gabby and Rachel and see like the ending and everything. And I hope that Gabby can kind of find some resolution with her mom. I know her mom put out some Facebook posts and, you know, Gabby's bringing it up on the episode. So I'm kind of hoping they can find some resolution. I know it's probably a deep, deep wound, but I feel like from her mom's post, she still cares about her. So I hope that they can find a way back together.
Yeah, I saw the mom's post, but I had no way of like verifying that was definitely her mom. So I hadn't like covered it too much yet. But like, we think that's definitely her mom.
Yeah. I mean, there are two accounts on Facebook of the same name. I'll like send you like what people have been sending me. But right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like I'm like 90% sure it is her mom.
Okay. That is interesting. And then obviously Maddie Pruitt, like, wish you the best. Nothing but the best, Maddie Pruitt. But of course, like, I couldn't help but make fun of the fact that she was straight up in a wedding dress and had a surprised face. And listen, maybe that was a recreation. Or maybe she knew and she cared about what the photos looked like, to each their own. But like the surprised face with the straight up wedding dress, it's a little hard to be like, you were surprised. And it was a quick engagement. They've been together for like 9 months, I want to say. Her dad's
worth the wait.
His dad's a billionaire. So like, good for her. Yeah, it's like, I mean, sorry, Peter.
All the girls from Peter's season really do level up. We have like, you know, Hannah dating a Super Bowl champ, Sydney dating a Super Bowl champ, Natasha is thriving. Maybe being on Peter's season was actually the best decision of these girls' life.
Yeah, Kelly Flanagan, I feel like, has managed to stay like relevant and like hot and fun without having to even like go back on the show.
True. I was wondering what happened with her and Bennett, because now he's like engaged and I'm like, oh, I thought that they were going to like go on a date or something.
I know. I remember asking both of them about that. And like, I think she was a little creeped out, but like behind the closed doors, like they were DMing, but then like he went public with it and she like pulled back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. You got to like, you can't just like tell everybody the tea. Like you got to keep the best tea is always on the DL.
100%. Like, don't even leave comments because they're going to like find them. Like you should like really shock us. Like, and then Tyler and Matt, I will say like the most intimidating 10 minutes of my journalistic career was being alone in a room with Tyler Cameron in San Francisco. Tried to get the tea. He gave me some nuggets, but it wasn't quite, you know, the whole thing. But I think clearly Rachel has opinions, as he said, that they didn't necessarily agree with. And my guess, which is a total guess, he didn't completely say this, but when I was reading between the lines, was that Rachel and Matt were together, newly together, like trying to get the relationship on track. And Tyler was with Camila Kendra when they first got together, so they could all like double date. Tyler and Camila break up randomly. Maybe there's something we don't know about that. Rachel was maybe more on her side. And then knowing that Matt was going to be going out with single Tyler maybe made her like, whoa, don't know if I love that with all these girls that are going to be coming up to the two of you. You're in a relationship. Tyler's not. That's kind of the vibe I was getting by his quotes, but
that makes a lot of sense. But the only thing is when Tyler was like, I'll see him when I see him. I'm like, you don't say that about your best friend, your roommate. Like that's right. Just, there's obviously something more to it, but that theory makes a lot more sense. Cause I don't think it's anything that deep.
I don't either. And he had nice things to say about them too. And I also think, but I knew like, I interviewed Matt and Rachel a few weeks ago. I wasn't allowed to ask many things. So it was not, yeah. I didn't ask about this, but Matt told me he was running the marathon in London and I brought that up to Tyler and Tyler had no idea. So read into that if you will,
they're
everyone.
They're not texting. They're definitely not texting.
No, they are not planning to run the London Marathon together. That New York City Marathon may be the only one, or maybe like this will all make, they'll laugh about this. I asked if he had heard from Matt and Rachel when that E! News story first ran and he said no. So
yeah, I feel like they're probably just like, Tyler, just stop.
Yeah.
Stop. But I love when Bachelor Nation runs marathons. It always makes for a great TikTok because I'm like, this is who got this time and this
score. Oh, I love that.
And everyone just like, everyone laughs at it so much. So honestly, I love that Bachelor Nation marathons are a thing. Like even when Tayshia and Zach broke up, it was like the marathon drama. Yes. They need to do like a marathon group date on The Bachelor. We're putting it out there.
Such a good idea. And yeah, so keep an eye out for Matt James in October running the London Marathon. Zachary Rowdy will give you his time.
Got you. I got you all.
Well, can tell everyone where they can listen, watch all of these things you're posting, get the tea, everything.
Yeah, I cover all things reality TV, mostly Bachelor Nation. So check out Zachary Reality on all platforms, especially TikTok.
Love it. And for Here for the Right Reasons listeners, stay tuned right now because here is my chat with Gabby and Rachel.
Ladies, how has it been to watch this season back so far? Easier or harder?
Definitely harder because you don't see everything, you know? We would need like years of our season of The Bachelor to see everything. And just like reliving, I think the harder moments, you know, it does kind of bring you back. But I also feel like you have a better perspective. So at some points, I think, you know, it is easier.
Rachel, for you, I feel like last night's episode may have been a little tough. Was there something that viewers maybe didn't see from the group date that maybe caused you to have a bit of a reaction and have to talk to the guys about not giving you the attention you maybe thought you deserved?
Yeah. I mean, I think what people don't necessarily see is this is really just a small highlight reel of an actual event. Me and Gabby were there both having a great time. She went on with her group date, had a great night. And this was kind of just a feeling that I felt in the privacy of my own room. I feel like I'm really in touch with my emotions and I was a little bit upset, because as well as it being Gabby's season, it's mine as well. And I did want to feel chosen by my guys. And I didn't necessarily feel like anyone was making that much of an effort. So, I mean, of course, you can look at it from a million different viewpoints, but in the moment, that's what I felt. And they really did step it up after that. So I'm really happy that we had the conversation.
Gabby, for you, did it feel like that having, you know, Rachel's guys there or Rachel there take away from it, or does it add to it for you on a group
date? No, not at all. Yeah, I think it added to it. You know, I was really excited that Rachel got to be by me and kind of, you know, it's still pretty early on in the process of navigating, sussing out your feelings for each guy and stuff, and having Rachel there helping with that. And I think anyone in Rachel's position would have felt the same way. We're always kind of on high alert in these really sensitive situations. Also, everyone has seen both of us, you know, I had a really, really tough week last week. So it's not even like, I don't know. It's really, it's okay to feel those things. I think people are like, oh, we don't want to see him cry and this and that, which I appreciate, but love is rough and it's hard. And this is honestly just normal, and how it goes to fall in love is sometimes you have some heartbreak. So it's not like as deep, I feel like, as everyone is making it out to be. Like, we have low moments, but we also have high ones, and we're entitled to the way that we feel.
Absolutely. And I think, Gabby, for you, it's been really interesting and refreshing. A lot of candidness about your mom, and that comes up on your one-on-one dates. Why has that been something that you've kind of brought up to all the guys, and how has that been for you to watch and relive?
I think, you know, you get limited amount of time with these guys. So on our one-on-ones is where you really have to get down to the nitty gritty so they can understand who you are, how you're going to be in a relationship. And of course, our parents really influence who we are as adults and how we act in relationships and our attachment styles and things like that. So, I do want to be transparent in that I have done a lot of work around my childhood, and, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard feeling the feeling of being loved because it applies to a romantic relationship, you know? So it is, it's hard because it's almost like, gosh, I have to get everything out right now. But also I need these men to really know who I am and understand why I am the way that I am.
Have you heard from your mom since the show started airing? Would you expect to?
You know, I really haven't, but it's okay.
I've seen a little bit of chatter on the use of the term Team Gabby and Team Rachel, which seems to just be distinguishing which guy, you know, accepted your roses. Do you guys have any thoughts on that terminology? Did you feel like that, you know, perpetuated you being pit against each other, or not so much?
I think everything that goes, like, if people are talking about pitting us against each other, it never came from the inside. Gabby and I never felt like having our boys in two separate parts of the boat pitted us against each other. We always had open communication. We always put each other first. So as far as what anyone thinks about it being a competition, it's really coming from them and not us.
Ooh, I like that. Hayden, quite frankly, insulted both of you, and not very cool. He has apologized on Instagram. Did you guys have a reaction to that? The silence.
I think there's lots of things to consider when people apologize on social media, especially, you know, in a public way after you've been outed on TV. So I think anyone can take that however they want.
Perfect. Rachel, as a viewer, it certainly feels like Tino is the one to watch. Can you tell me about Tino? Why is he so special? And what can we expect? What can you tease about the Tino relationship?
Yeah, I think I have so many great connections. Tino is definitely someone that initially caught my attention, and I did give the first impression rose to him. He's someone that I felt very safe around. He chose me from the beginning, and it was really nice to, you know, be able to share this date with him in Paris and really get to know him more.
Gabby, you mentioned after Jason's date that you were in love. What prompted you to make that comment to Rachel, and tell me about Jason?
I think Rachel and I were both on a high of being in such a romantic city and having this amazing date. Also, it's so fun to see a girlfriend after a date. We had been begging for a double date. So I think it was just all of these feelings of, you know, love is in the air. Obviously, it's like just a saying. I take saying I'm in love very seriously. But yeah, as far as, you know, Jason goes, we had a really great time together. He is, like I said, you know, he's more reserved. So, I understand, obviously. I think we've all had some form of anxiety in the past. So whether it comes out in social scenarios or not, but, him and I together, just us, he was really able to break out of his shell. We had so much fun. I think you kind of got to see. So it's a side of him that he didn't always see in the house with the other guys. But with me, it was different. And, you know, that's all that matters.
Looking to next week, Logan, obviously going to be in the hot seat. What can you tell me about how that's going to go? Is it fair to want to switch? What's going to happen with Logan?
Yeah, I think as far as that, this is all uncharted territory for everyone. This has never been done before and no one really knows how to navigate it. So as well as everyone watching me and Gabby figure this out for the first time, they're watching the men do it as well. So I think as far as what happens next week, everyone's just going to have to tune in.
So does that mean we should maybe have a little grace for Logan trying to navigate this or no?
I think people will be able to make their own opinions. Okay. You know,
Last question, Rachel, you said at one point that your lowest low, you hope, was the rejected roses, as we were calling them. Is that going to be the lowest low or is there more? Should we buckle up for more?
I think there's constantly highs and lows throughout this journey. And like we said before, this has really never been done before. This format has never been seen. So we experience, you know, really low lows and really high highs. And I think Gabby and I are just more excited for people to start seeing those really high moments, because of course we are still navigating this at the beginning. That rose ceremony was really hard. Doesn't mean there's not hard moments to come, but they're all for, you know, a good reason to get to the end and to be in love.
Well, I can't wait to keep watching because I'm thoroughly entertained and I'm rooting for you both. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye, thank guys. You.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.